Hello, Stuart and Jody here. We're going to do a Monday-Thursday reflection together. And just to say, there's a few things you might need for this reflection. If you want to do foot washing, which will be part of the reflection, then you can stop the talk now, go and get some water, perhaps heat some up, and a towel and some soap if you want, or even foot lotion if you want to. Let's begin with a prayer. Lord, as we reflect on this Monday, Thursday, on Jesus's last night with his friends and disciples, as he washed their feet, as he broke bread and shared wine with them, we pray that that story would intersect with our own stories and become a living word that speaks into our lives. We pray that you would, through your Holy Spirit, speak to each person who's listening to this reflection and minister to them at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Have you washed your hands? I'm saying that a lot to Stuart at the moment. Every time we come in to the house, every time we finish doing an activity. And our hands are getting pretty dry and cracked, particularly the knuckles where the towels are grazing them. We're getting through a lot of hand cream. I'm sure your hands are probably in a similar state, as we have to wash them to make sure that we're not passing on or picking up the virus. As they gathered to eat the Passover, Jesus wasn't thinking about washing the disciples' hands to prevent the spread of a virus. He was thinking about washing their feet, the feet that would spread the good news of the kingdom. If you're able to, place your feet firmly on the ground. And take a moment to feel the ground pushing against your feet. If you want to, perhaps you could take off your socks and shoes and look at your feet. Think about the things that they have brought you through, the places they have taken you. These are the feet that have brought you to this point in your journey. These are the feet that will carry you on from here.
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel round his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped round him.
Feel your feet against the floor. These are the feet that have brought you to this point in your journey. These are the feet that will carry you on from here. And Jesus kneels in front of you now and offers to wash them clean.
He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well."
And Jesus kneels in front of you now and offers to wash your feet clean. How do you want to respond?
When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
If you would like to, you could pause the recording here and either wash your own feet if you're on your own, or wash each other's feet if you're with other people.
Let us pray. Father God, as your Son Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, to model and to embody for them his loving service, in which he would give his very life for them and wash them clean and renew them. We pray that you would wash away all the rubbish from our lives and make us clean and fresh, that we may know anew the forgiveness that Jesus comes to offer each one of us, and that we may follow his example and serve one another by washing each other's feet in the practical daily tasks of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm busy using up the things that are in my cupboard for making meals, things that I might not usually use, lentils and couscous and all sorts of odds and ends that I'm finding at the back of the fridge. And as we come to think about the Last Supper, we find in a way that that was what Jesus was doing. He took what was there and he made something new of it. He repurposed it. And this is how the story goes.
When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God.
The supper they shared was not just any old supper. It was a Passover, a meal designed to help the Jews commemorate their exodus out of Egypt. On the table, there would have been food, which symbolically retold the story of the Passover. Bitter herbs, lamb, unleavened bread, and wine.
And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.
The bread that Jesus broke and the wine that Jesus shared were not just any bread and wine from the table. They were a particular piece of bread, the bread, and a particular cup of wine, the cup, which were, as part of the Passover, set aside to symbolise the future fulfilment of the promise, the hope of a coming Messiah. When Jesus took the bread and the cup, he took these symbols and gave them new significance.
This is my body given for you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.
He was the fulfillment of the promise, their hope, the Messiah, their salvation. I'd like to suggest that as you have your meal today, you put a plate of bread and maybe a glass of wine or suitable equivalent on your table. Eat them as part of your meal, and as you eat, remember, as Jesus suggested we do, that he is the fulfillment of God's promise, our hope, the Messiah, our Saviour.
Loving God, we thank you for Jesus, for his example of loving service. We thank you that in this Last Supper he gives us these symbols and signs of bread and wine, which feed us, which are repurposed in meaning, and fill us with his life, that we may be filled with the spirit and life of Jesus, and empowered to be his servants, washing each other's feet in the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.